From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for Next Gen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
Hey, all, it's Alana Phillips. We are continuing our conversation with Modern Wealth Design, Hannah Sullivan, Nicole Letarte, and Adam Carr. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, we're excited to be back. Thank you.
Nicole, I'm going to start with asking you a question, because I know you're very passionate about some of the things that differentiate modern wealth design. We talked about the elements of creating a brand, launching a brand with vibes that are important to you, but you have taken those vibes and they have become a part of your website and a part of your client onboarding and meeting process. Can you describe for our listeners how that brand and those processes work?
Yeah, of course. Well, as soon as a client goes to our website, on our homepage, they can see, you know, this financial planning can be for young professionals, if you're just starting out your career, or if you're getting ready to retire. So it's really on both ends of the spectrum. And they could see our process right away on the homepage. And then right below that is a quiz that they could take. So it's a short quiz, about 10 questions long, based on how old they are, what goals they're looking to accomplish, their time frame of retiring, things like that. And so once they complete the quiz, it will tell them, well, this platform would be perfect for you. And it will direct them towards that page on our website. And so they can also click a link to schedule directly with us. They'll come straight to our Outlook calendar. We have them scheduled as a meeting. And so once we see them there, our staff sends them a prep sheet with our logo, with the time and date of the meeting, the Zoom link, or wherever we're meeting them, the agenda of the meeting, and a list of things that they should be prepared to talk about with us, just so nothing's out of the ordinary and they're not surprised.
I love what you're describing, Nicole. I think that that's so fun that the website is clean and simple and clear as to how somebody finds you, who you work with. You mentioned those platforms, right? If they take the quiz, which I took the quiz and the response I got back was, Alana, stop taking this quiz on our website. What platforms are you talking about that it would direct them to?
Yeah, so our two main ones are geared towards financial planning. So our first one is our modern platform, which is geared towards more of the young professionals, millennials. They're just starting out their career. Maybe they're looking to see how much they should save in their 401k, what investments they should be saving into, how to buy a house, starting a family, starting a side business, things like that. So it's really focused on those in their late 20s to maybe mid 40s. And we charge a flat fee for that type of planning. And then our other platform is our design platform, which is more comprehensive, more focused towards the pre-retirees or retirees. And we focus on long-term care, Social Security, pensions, and working with their beneficiaries. So it's a lot more involved, a lot more meetings that we have with them per year. And we also charge a higher, but a flat fee for that service as well.
So you have your pricing listed on your website, which is like every advisor, I feel like, is so afraid of this. Why did you decide to put the pricing on the website?
Yeah, good question. We felt like we wanted to be very transparent with our clients, especially if they do feel like they want to book a meeting with us and talk with us. Now they already know what the fee is, so it's not surprising. And it's more likely for our clients to move forward with us and doing that financial planning with us because they've already seen all of the goals we'll help them accomplish and how much it would cost them.
What a crazy idea that transparency would attract people to you. Again, I think it's just so refreshing from the rest of our industry and what things have looked like of having to keep it hidden and being ambiguous about how much something is going to cost as like this exclusive thing. I guess I want to know, as you have built out these processes and the website, what is the response from your clients then? Are you getting that positive feedback that they like knowing what, you know, platform they fit into. They like knowing how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, we've gotten really positive feedback from that. They feel like they're part of a community when we tell them, you are now part of our modern platform with X amount of other modern clients, or you're part of our design platform now. So I think it's really cool. We've heard a lot of positive feedback from that.
Very cool. So this community piece, I know you mentioned this as part of the vibes of the brands, right? Bringing people together. So they actually know there's, you know, 100 people in this particular platform with me. Do you ever bring those people together, like a platform group?
Yeah, we started, this was a couple of years ago, started hosting an annual event for our modern clients where we actually rented out part of a brewery and just brought people together. We had a food truck come, and it was just a fun, very casual way for our modern community to mingle with each other, mingle with us. It was also a great opportunity for us to invite centers of influence to show up as well, who are often sending us referrals, and have a chance to meet our community as well. And then for our design clients, you know, this one was a little bit more exclusive, but we hosted a more high-end food cooking class where we rented out an entire restaurant. We brought in an Italian chef and did a demonstration, and everyone cooked their own raviolis and prepared their own raviolis. And then they went back and cooked everything. And then we did a four-course meal with wine pairings. And it was a blast, and our clients loved it.
Very cool. I got to figure out how to get onto one of these platforms then and get invited to these events. Have you felt at all in this process, right, of doing some of these things that are very different than the, I'm sure, advisors, you know, that you grew up in the industry with that were doing things a more traditional way? Have you felt at all like underdogs or received negative feedback in the process of creating this modern brand?
Yeah, we definitely have felt like underdogs, and I think it'll continue to feel that way for the next several years while we're still growing the brand, growing our team. And I would say it's different, just the fact that we are charging for planning. We're doing fee planning, and I think that's a little different from the norm. So anytime you do something different or out of the box, there's of course going to be some pushback, some negative feedback, but at the end of the day, our team is confident in our processes and why we are building this brand. So I do think that even though there has been some negative feedback, really everyone is moving more in this direction. And I think we're part of a growing community of advisors who are doing more fee planning.
Well, thank you, Modern Wealth Design Team, for that thought. We're going to pause and be right back.
The American College of Financial Services is dedicated to providing applied financial knowledge and education, promoting lifelong learning, and advocating for ethical standards for the benefit of society. I'm George Nichols III, President and CEO, and I encourage you to listen and subscribe to this and other college podcasts as we continue to expand our horizons in this digital landscape. Remember, no matter what, we are always stronger together. Visit theamericancollege.edu to learn how you can be part of the change we're building.
Deliver financial planning for every person and every need through our Chartered Financial Consultant Education Program. Find the tools and skills you need at theamericancollege.edu/CHFC.
Welcome back, and we'll pick up with our Modern Wealth Design Team. I feel like there is definitely a trend towards community-based, I mean, everything, right? The gym that I go to is very expensive because they've created a community of people where we know each other and we go out to brunch after workouts on Saturday, right? And that community piece is so important. Did you have any fear as you were creating this brand and launching these ideas that it wouldn't work?
When we were creating the brand, the fear came from how do we continue to appeal to now two different groups of people, right? the more modern client, the young professionals, and the more retirement-aged individuals. Anytime you're doing a rebrand like that, where you're targeting these two different groups, it's sometimes hard to walk that line. And with the younger individuals, it is hard to identify where that line is between impact and profitability. And, you know, we think we have cracked that code with being able to be profitable while still making a positive impact on young individuals' lives.
Do you find, Adam, that you're adding clients in one category or the other more so? Like, is it the younger professionals or the, you know, closer to retirement sort of clients?
You know, what's funny about that is if I think about the clients that we've added over the past 5 years, as we've created a brand that feels more youthful, we've added more clients on the retirement age side, you know, over the more modern clients. What the modern platform really opened the doors for us, though, is our reach of clients, right? We have clients who now live in Indiana and San Diego and a number of other different states because we have this virtual process that allows us to really stretch our impact.
I like it. Let's talk about that a little bit, because I don't know if we've stressed this enough about that virtual piece. How are you? I mean, you have a beautiful office space we've highlighted, we're going to talk about in our next part of this conversation, but how are you working virtually with your clients, and have there been any struggles with that?
Yeah, we've been using Zoom for pretty much all of our meetings, unless our clients are here in Orange County. We encourage them to come here to our new office. And they love it. But for those clients that do live out of state or not too close to us, we encourage Zoom meetings. And it's been really helpful. So we haven't had any negative feedback from it or any trouble. And just like I mentioned earlier, we have all of the presentations branded, so all of our templates. So it's very easy for us to share our screen and show them just so they can see exactly what we're talking about.
I love it. Adam, I think it's interesting when you talked about adding more of those folks on the retirement side in spite of the, you know, youthful, modern brand. Do you think it's possible? Like, I'm just thinking through that as an older person, somebody who has a very youthful spirit, right? Or is an active person or doesn't want to give in to this stereotype of retirement and old age. Do you think there's some psychology to that?
I 100% think there is, especially as people are visiting with us in person and getting that experience here in our office. The feel is like, wow, this is a comfortable place. It's a youthful place. There's a different energy in here. And I think as you work with the retirement age individuals, they gravitate towards that energy.
I love it. Yeah. I think, again, I was using vibes in a facetious way because I feel like we use vibes a lot. Hashtag vibes should go on this episode for the, thank you, Kyle, for the Instagram. So we talk about vibes a lot. You guys have created these cool vibes. It does attract people, right? That energy is a piece of it. Can you talk about, and we'll wrap up this part of the discussion, are you adding new clients? Are you adding new staff? What's sort of that growth plan for continuing to bring people into this community?
Yeah, I think we are at our tipping point for breaking through to the next level. We are in the process right now of adding two staff members. We're actually talking later today about, you know, do we need to add more staff, you know, than that? And we are certainly always adding more clients. We now, with the way our platforms break down and the virtual world that we're in, our capacity has grown because it's just, you can meet with so many more people when there's a virtual element to your process.
I love it. Well, thank you for being willing to share how you have created these processes and unique experiences for your clients within this modern brand. I think it will be really helpful for our listeners to check out your website, check out the Instagram. So, Nicole, can you share with our listeners again how they'll find you?
Yes. So one of our social media is Instagram, and that's just at Modern Wealth Design. And then same on Facebook, facebook.com/Modern Wealth Design.
Excellent. Thank you all for being here for this discussion.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been NextGen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.